Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, again thanking you for starting your day with me and celebrating this attitude of gratitude time of the year. The idea of Thanksgiving unfolding is the center of all great and clear spiritual thinking. Dr. Fenwick Holmes, the elder brother of Dr. Ernest Holmes, was my friend, my teacher. He used to say, being has in you become. Being as in me has become. I would ask, what is he talking about? What does that mean? Well, I was asking the author of Being and Becoming what he means by the title of his book, and he was pointing out to me very clearly that our attitude of gratitude, our ability to give thanks for greater good before the world ever sees it, is again the foundation of metaphysical thought, metaphysical treatment. We can accomplish anything in life if we let the completion of the accomplishment stand forth as our experience in our daily thinking, an attitude of gratitude. Dr. Fenwick Holmes used to point out that life swells to its banks with the tide of divine joy and thanksgiving, and we rise to sit on the throne of our being. My friends, today you are sitting on the throne of your being. Your thought has become the things of your life, your health, your happiness, your relationships, everything involved. Begins with you. Let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with not everybody else, but with me. How many listening this morning would like to have more peace? The challenge is to be more. If you want more friends, as Emerson says, be a friend to yourself. I love John D. Engle Jr., and he was a wonderful writer and poet. Listen to his wonderful words. It's a poem he wrote called On Seeking Truth, where he says, "No self-deluded reacher or teacher, no defective detective or pseudoscience can uncover truth, because truth is not covered and has never been covered. It is too obvious to be seen by any except children or those with childlike minds." Not childish minds, but childlike minds. The attitude of gratitude. The ability to know that happiness is ours by right of consciousness, that we at this Thanksgiving time of the year can unfold as happiness unfolds. In Psalm 16:11, it says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fulfilled with the fullness of joy." I think a gratitude mind in action is one that is the fullness of joy in action. Dr. Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind textbook, makes this statement, "We have the right to any happiness of which we can conceive, provided that happiness hurts no one and is in keeping with the nature of progressive life." The master teacher Jesus taught the finished kingdom. Every great metaphysical teacher has taught to become one with the conclusion of greater good, knowing it is good enough to be true, and letting it unfold as you, letting it unfold as me. You see, my friends, Thanksgiving in action, an attitude of gratitude, is the manifestation of happiness as an ongoing experience, and happiness is, of course, dependent on something. It's dependent on our mental attitude and not on external conditions. Healing comes from within. Greater ideas come from within. Change your thinking. Change your life. The wonderful poet Don Blanding, who wrote for the Science of Mind magazine for many, many years and was the poet laureate of Hawaii, said happiness is an inside job. Well, this is true. The purest and the greatest happiness comes from one source, and it comes from the activity of this source. And my dear friends, you are the source. God in you, as you, is you. As Dr. Raymond Charles Barker used to point out, God loves the world by means of me and you and everyone. Think as love thinks. Think as gratitude thinks. The source is infinite life, infinite love, infinite mind, and the activity is our constant unity with it. Our challenge is to understand that there is one presence, one life. If it's everywhere at once, then it must be our life, and if it's done unto us as we believe, we can direct our thinking by thinking about what we think about and honoring what Emerson talked about when he said we are what we think about all day long. And as we do this, we find ourselves creating a definite effect on our mind, therefore a definite effect on our body, and a definite effect on our world. Dr. Ernest Holmes states, "It is never the will of God, our universal harmony, that any person should be unhappy. There's nothing in this universe, my friends, that wants you to be unhappy, alone, afraid, confused, in doubt, in fear, or sick. Broke, miserable." What else do you want to add to it? Nothing in the universe wants you to be that way. And that way, if it is a way you're experiencing today, will change for the better the minute you decide to do so. People can't, you know, somebody came up to me the other day and says, "I want to help one of their relatives." And I pointed out to them, you cannot help them until they are ready to help themselves. Is there something in your life today, my friends, you're ready to be helped with? Well, the challenge is to know that the help that you are to you is the starting point of the universe cooperating with the new idea. It's not something outside of you or other than you. It is you. You are the director of it. To be happy, all you have to do is make a choice, and that is to give happiness, giving thanks that you know it's returning to you, pressed down and overflowing. It's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Why? Because the universe will do unto you as you are doing unto others. It will do unto you as you think about others. It will do unto you as you give, because what you give is always multiplied and returned. You are that which unfolds as happiness and love and prosperity and health. You are that which unfolds. And if your unfoldment is less than beautiful, if you are less than happy than you really want to be, then what you need to do is allow yourself to know that, as Dr. Holmes suggested many, many years ago, when you get up in the morning, stand in front of the mirror and smile and smile and smile until the mirror finally smiles back. That's the way to start your day. Now, let's look at the attitude of gratitude. Unfolding is happiness and greater good. All of this depends a great deal upon, again, your attitude. Your attitude of gratitude is the starting point, and that gratitude in action regulates and directs the way you react to people in your life, to places in your life, to events that happen. When your heart is centered on divine love and you let go and let yourself be divine love in action, all of a sudden you discover that your reaction to this choice manifests as something loving and joyous as your life experience. We're told that God loves us, and if it is love, and I believe it is, as Jesus did, and it made us out of itself, then the truth of ourself is love, and we can let the world know how joyous it is to know this truth and act as if it's so. God's life is your life now. The life of love is your life right now. The life of intelligent ideas and creativity and talent unfolding is your life right now. Your happiness is here right now. So today, my friends, awaken to the truth that infinite love in you as you is your life, and make a choice to live today, not because of something in the outer, but live today as if love and action is your way, and be grateful for greater good before the world ever sees it, because you know it is your divine inheritance manifesting as your now experience. Accept it. And let the acceptance begin to regulate your life. Let your life so shine that it becomes a light unto the world. Today, my friends, you have the opportunity to be joy in action at the level of gratitude. You have the opportunity today to be alive to the joy of your divinity forever unfolding into an azure world. And as your joy begins to mingle with gratitude, all of a sudden you discover a song of praise in your heart. Life is a song worth singing. The challenge is to sing it. Know today that your heart does sing. It sings thankfulness. It sings gratitude. It sings happiness. Because something in you knows that happiness is yours by right of consciousness, and it is ready, willing, and able to unfold, not just briefly, but forever. I now move from God through God to God with gratitude. Dr. Ernest Holmes was addressing a convention in 1958, and he said these words to the people who were gathered there. You are dedicated to giving only when you do not even care if the law of compensation works. Well, it does. Emerson talked about the law of compensation. We give and it multiplies and returns. If we give from a sense of gratitude, we are giving with the celebration of the opportunity to give in a positive way. All giving that we do is rewarded. It's rewarded by happy feelings, joyous feelings, an opportunity to bring a smile to someone else's face. We allow ourselves to know the pleasure of giving, and we know that the reward is ours by right of consciousness. We don't give to get, we give to give. Our greatest joy flows from doing what? Taking this approach to life and then giving everything that we need to give to bring a happier experience to the life of everything and everyone in our world today. The receiving is automatic. This is the principle of tithing. Someone asked me recently about the principle of tithing. Dr. Craig Carter, one of my great teachers and one of the greatest teachers of metaphysics, of the metaphysical movement, of the New Thought movement, he said these words, "The practice of tithing is a special example of a special kind of giving. When we tithe, we regularly return portions of our financial blessings to the source of all good. Releasing these gifts freely, they are given away outright, with no strings attached, to whoever has inspired us spiritually. As we tithe, the law of increase is in fact actuated according to God's promise to reward us. But the impulse to tithe proceeds primarily from gratitude for the blessing the giver has experienced rather than from the desire for this return." Now that's interesting. And it's true. Dr. Holmes says on page 459 of the Science of Mind textbook, "God's gifts are given as freely and fully as the air and the sunshine alike to all." Alike to all. God's blessing is happening for everyone. No one has a copyright on it. No one has more of it than someone else. No one who's ever lived has more power than you have. They may have a greater understanding of how to utilize it in the right way and use it in the right way and move forward with the understanding of it in the right way. Your giving today is a result of your personal life and what you choose to demonstrate. The spontaneous gift, for example, to a friend or to someone you love, to your children, to your grandchildren, to people that you care about deeply, this is an unplanned surprise, but it is also a blessing to you as you do it. Someone said it is best done free from expectation of our receiving some benefit in return. Today I have a challenge for you. The challenge is to know and know you know that as you reflect upon what you choose to give during this Thanksgiving season, what you choose to let go and release, know that it's given freely and with no thought of return, and guess what? The return is magnificent, greater than anything you've ever dreamed of, and it's only waiting, as we affirm quite often at the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont today, I let go and know all my dreams are waiting for me to come true.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. In November, our Wednesday evening program will be facilitated by the brilliant Reverend Christy Hardwick. Reverend Christy will lead a book study on The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. The Biology of Belief bridges the world of our mind and the world of our body into one idea of fully conscious living. Please feel free to drop in and sample the class for no charge whatsoever. We would love to have you. To find out more about Reverend Christy and her amazing talent, visit her at spiritedcontribution.com and be sure to join us Wednesdays in November. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
So what are you letting come true today? In 2 Corinthians 9:7, it states, quote, "Every man according as he proposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." I think that's true because a cheerful giver is a lover of life. Emerson, in contemplating this idea of thanksgiving and giving and receiving, warned of holding too much good in our hands. You see, my friends, life is free-flowing. There is something about it that will not be held. It's something that resists too tight a grasp. Now, we're told over and over again by every clear teacher who's ever lived that we have to celebrate what we are exclusively and know the truth of what we are is the truth of everything and everyone around us, whether they know it's there or they know this truth or not. No thing, no person, no gift is less than life unfolding. And we discover that the truth of life cannot be dammed up. It cannot be walled in. It cannot be tied down. Life will not have it so. Change, as we are told, is the only thing in the universe that will never change. So if we understand this and we let ourselves know that we are unfolding, we are flowing forward in this thing called life, we begin to understand very clearly that greed and fear and possessiveness is nothing more than someone trying to clutch onto the moment. And it's usually a negative moment, and what they're also clutching is every reason they can think of to justify the negative moment. But what happens when we let go with thanksgiving and know there is an answer, there is a possibility, there is a change for the better, and it's mine right now? All of a sudden, what appeared to be thousands and thousands of disorganized parts begin to come together as a greater good. You see, life will not be squeezed. We cannot resist it. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that the most powerful thing in the universe is non-resistance, for nothing can resist it. Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King, both taught non-resistance. Don't resist what you don't want. Stand for what you do want. Now, today, I have a challenge for you to wake up and to ask yourself this question: am I giving of my talent and my ability today in the best way I know how? Most of us give generously to ourselves, only in a comparatively small area of living. I would like you today to expand it and give to yourself in a greater area of living, your life as you. Today is another opportunity we have that will allow us to know the joy of living life freely and living life generously and living life at the level of thanksgiving. So today, my friends, allow yourself to accept greater wisdom in living life on its terms, unlimited possibility. What are we told? With God, all things are possible, not some things. Let today be the beautiful in your heart and mind, and know that the beautiful surrounds you. It flows through you as you. Give until it feels good today. Don't give until it hurts. Know that none of the gifts of God, which are everywhere at once, are designed for captivity. All of these gifts, a free spirit is freedom. Freedom to think, freedom to create, freedom to give the best of yourself to this thing called life so the world is a better place. Wake up today, my friends. Wake up and know that your heart is life unfolding. Your heart is not a prison for life's gifts. It is a prism for their reflection, the reflection of beauty, the reflection of greater good. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 295 of the Science of Mind textbook, we have thought that outside things controlled us, when all the time we have had that within, which could have changed everything and given us freedom from bondage. My friends, thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude, is freedom from bondage to limited ideas, to negative ideas. So are you in agreement with yourself? Think of all the things that you have to be thankful for and all the things that you would like to be thankful for. Move your consciousness into thanksgiving for positive change, whether you see it tangibly or not. See it tangibly within. Understand that what you're agreeing with today, from an attitude of gratitude, is the factor within fulfillment that runs through you as you without hesitation. We are told to agree with our adversaries quickly because it is impossible to maintain a running stream of struggle, a running stream of opposition, a running stream of resistance in the mind without experiencing a negative life. What we want to do is turn our thinking around so that we begin to cooperate with greater good. For an experiment today, I challenge you to begin this day you have with me, so move forward from this program and allow yourself to know that today you are consenting to a greater idea, a greater purpose of life, knowing that a greater purpose of life is good, and that, in fact, it is the highest order of divine love and wisdom. It is also the title of my book, The Power of Positive Purpose. I would love for all of you to have a copy of it. The whole focus of the book is waking up to a greater definition of yourself and then letting go and learning how to let the new definition think as you, give as you, receive as you, be an attitude of gratitude as you. Now, how would you like to be love and wisdom more thoroughly in your world, more thoroughly and expressing in every avenue of your life, in every moment of your experience, in every cell of your body, every fiber of your being, every experience of opportunity, knowing that you are synchronized now with the experience of greater good in consciousness and the synchronicity of this acceptance by way of thanksgiving produces the outer experience that is the equivalent of it. We will find, if we do this, that everything and anything we desire to experience is in agreement with the nature of good, and our belief and feeling is in agreement with our desire, which is the divine urge, and it is now free to come forth and manifest in a right and positive and healthy and prosperous way. It is impossible to think one thing and experience another, my friends. You can't do it. Did you hear me? Listen to it carefully. It is impossible to think one thing and experience another. So today, know that your life is some part of the divine life, and with an attitude of gratitude, know that you are centered in love and wisdom, that you are allowing today, as never before, to bring your desire into agreement with all that you are accepting with gratitude. Know today that every person you contact this day is also of God, of divine love. Know that you are governed and guided into ways of understanding and right activity by way of love in action as you, as the wisdom of you, as the joy of you. My dear friends, we are surrounded by and immersed in a perfect life. But as Dr. Ernest Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook on page 44, only as much of this life as we embody will we really become, and will really become ours to use. Let it be your way today, and have a beautiful day today. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. Like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM. Thank you.